This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive.
Welcome to episode 9 of Game Informer Online Radio, everybody.
Hooray, we've made it 9.
Yep.
Something, I don't know.
Somehow. I have no idea how.
Lots of lemonade.
I'm just not sure how we've been allowed back on the site after posting so many episodes.
Well, I'm banning you right now.
with me this week is Dave.
Party on, Michael.
Jason.
No one
Hello.
Asked that.
JR.
Hey.
And special guest, Andrew Reiner.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, baby?
Not much. Just Damn trying me. To figure out how to ban people on our site. It's really complicated here.
Too bad Sean didn't make it. So
it's Emre, right? And then Ghost Pig.
Yeah.
I need some other tags here.
Geg. G-E-G.
Oh, you rat.
Koobs is Dan Reichert.
Oh, I wish I could ban him.
So, we want to do the news, straight to the news. You want to kind of brush over what we've been playing this week? Or how you want to do number 9, since 9 is a special number in so many hearts of young children?
9's not exactly a special number, but we'll just do like we always do. What have you guys been playing?
For me, this week, really not a lot. I've just been busy with lots of work stuff and playing music and all that kind of stuff. So, but I am going to go pick up the Mortal Kombat this weekend at some point.
That's fascinating, Dave. I have I've been playing Portal 2, Mortal Kombat, and then the other thing that happened this week was on Xbox Live, they lowered the price on all the Sega games, or a lot of them, so I've been going through the Sonic the Hedgehog games, trying to go from 1 all the way up through Sonic and Knuckles, and trying to get all the Chaos Emeralds, and it's been a fun run.
Controller throwing fun run, I guess.
No, I mean, the series aged really poorly. Like, they kind of latched onto the idea of him being really speedy and that kind of being the thing that Sonic was about. But those early games, there was some great platforming in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish they would go back to that. So I'm kind of hoping this, what is it called, Sonic Generations?
Generations, yeah.
Yep.
I hope it goes back to that. So 3 big things for me this week, and it's been a great week.
Fantastic.
Well, I got Portal 2 on Tuesday, and I've pretty much played that nonstop up until yesterday when I beat it.
Hey, you suck, Michael.
And it is a fantastic game, probably my favorite game of this year, which is saying a lot since I love the heck out of Bulletstorm. And I got Mass Effect. I started that.
Good
first
man.
One?
The
first one.
Yeah.
Good man, good man.
And I rented it before, but I rented it, like I've said it on the show, I rented it alongside Metal Gear Solid 4. And I beat Metal Gear Solid 4, so that shows you how much time I actually had to play Mass Effect.
Yeah, running those two at the same time is not probably the best decision.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I played messing around with the 3DS a little more. I played a little more Pokemon. And trying to finish up school. Summer starts for me next week, so because I finished early. So
that's cool. It's already school's out already? Jeez. I'm
no,
old.
Just for me.
Oh, just for you.
Yeah, because I'm special. Who else?
Don't
who
I know?
Wants to go next? Jason?
Yeah, I've been playing the kind of the staples of the week, Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat. And also in the deal that we've set up, I am in the middle of Link to the Past for my first run. And mostly because of the special podcast that Reiner, you guys did. I had yet to play it, and so I decided it was the time to start it.
But, you can't hear me, but I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, how do I hang up on people on this?
Ban and yeah, I don't know. I just I guess I was more of a Genesis kid, so I was playing a lot of like Sonic and Knuckles and Sonic 3 instead of like Chrono Trigger and I mean I played Mario World, but that was pretty much it for me in Super. And the first Zelda game I played was Ocarina, so it's
all
cool.
All I'm hearing is just a whole bunch of fail.
it's pretty bad. That's why I had to take care of it. But I'm really enjoying it. It's really good.
If you're gonna make up for lost time, there's the game to do it with. So
yep. Yeah,
well put.
But yeah, and then Portal 2. My little bit of excitement about 5 minutes ago was Coop just helped me get my last achievement for the game, so I've gotten all the achievements on it now, which tells you how much I've played that game this week. And yeah, Mortal Kombat's been really great too. I've only played that a couple times, but really wish I would have gotten it on PS3.
What a great week!
Yeah, definitely a really good week. But yeah, that's me.
Neato Skeeto.
What about you, JR?
I've mostly been playing is some more God of War 2, and I actually went back to Fallout 3, which I had just gotten bored of in the middle of the game, so I just went back to it and I've been playing it and having fun with it. So
cool.
Well, I guess we're going to get into the releases of this week. There was Portal 2.
No.
Awesome. Mortal Kombat. Awesome. SOCOM 4.
Oh, yeah, that.
You know, that scored fairly well. I do want to check that out. Obviously, it didn't stack up against Mortal Kombat and Portal, but I think Jeff Marchiaflava, as we call him, I think he... gave it a 7.75. I know it's not like a ringing endorsement, but you know, it's worth playing in my opinion. That's a score where anything above like a 7.5 or whatever, or a 7 sometimes, I at least want to check it out.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to have to get that when I have money.
I've never actually been interested in the SOCOM series, so really just military shooters as a whole. I've kind of burned out on them after so much Call of Duty and Battlefield that they've got to do something kind of special if I'm going to play them.
Resistance 3.
No.
Ooh.
You could play this one with a controller that has a light on it.
Well, there you go.
Ball.
There's
two
the innovation
words
for you.
And you have to shoot by making bang bang sounds with your mouth.
Pew pew.
Pew pew. Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta.
And they put there was you in the a home. Conduit too. Xbox 360 triple pack.
What's in the Final triple pack?
It was what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It's Trials HD, Explosion Man.
Oh yeah,
Limbo.
That's pretty good. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I need to pick that up sometime since I don't have Xbox Live.
Is that a $20 or $30 game, or is that what is that?
I think it's like $30.
Ready? That is a worthy price for those games.
I'll buy it. Wait, no, I have two of those games already. What am I thinking? I'm a nut. All right. Continue.
Was, the Final Fantasy IV Complete Collection. So, it was like, or yeah, it's four. It's like a remake of it that was released on WiiWare. It was like episodic, and now they released the whole thing on PSP plus extra stuff.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I wish I had a PSP.
Well, worth picking up.
Extra Final Fantasy.
Now, if they just remake six, that'd be...
There was the Prince of Persia Classic Trilogy for PS3, I think. It's one of those HD bundles.
Oh, it's the reboot of Prince. I thought it was like the old like computer Prince of Persia.
No, it's like Sands of Time, those three, that trilogy.
Yeah.
Not
Which
bad,
is weird
but...
that they call it classic.
Yeah. When you say classic Prince of Persia, I think of the old Jordan Mechner. You know. Because I'm so old. Continue.
There was Section 8 Prejudice for Xbox Live Arcade.
That seems to have gotten a lot of good buzz.
Yeah, yeah. I think Dan reviewed that and seemed to like it. So yeah, that's another one I'm going to have to check out. But man, there's a lot of games to play right now.
Yeah.
And it's just April. Once we get into like September and October and all that.
August through the end of the year. Well, now into the beginning of the next year because SSX got delayed.
I think for the first time in my life, I'm actually dreading having a like steady slew of good games come out.
Yeah, I just had to start saving up for the holiday already, just putting like $20 aside every week.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
And then June has Infamous 2 and Ocarina and then E3. So like people like you, Reiner, in the industry who have to go to E3 will barely even have time to play. Sorry to bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, E3 is a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but it's so much work. Like, that's the most work we do in a year is right there, and it's nonstop chaos. But it's cool because you get to see all the new games.
And the Cirque du Soleil type of...
Oh, don't remind me about that. Yeah, we'll see what happens this year. Yeah, that lit up. Oh, man, we looked hilarious. We were, like, hanging out with Cliffy B, and it was just like... We looked at each other. It was like almost like we're looking at each other naked. We were so embarrassed.
You think Nintendo's going to do something like that with Project Cafe?
No, I think they'll just... Reggie will come out on stage and just whip it out, and it'll be amazing.
Pull it out of his pocket.
Yeah, that's what they always do. Someone comes up and like pulls it out of a jacket or a bag. Or...
Man, I have a dirty, dirty mind.
I hope someone would go there.
Yeah. Leave it to me.
Speaking of Project Cafe, there's been a few new rumors about it coming out this past week. Rockstar might be on board with it, and they could be making a launch game for it.
That'd be a first for them, wouldn't it?
For a launch Nintendo platform, Rockstar
had something launch, like a launch title.
Yeah, that's a first for them to launch something. Yeah, that would immediately sell me on that. I mean, I'm pretty much, like, from the speculation already, I'm pretty much in.
When did that ping pong game come out on 360? Was that launch?
Ooh,
no,
I don't think that was launch.
I think that was like 06.
Yeah, it was closer, but it wasn't like launch.
Oh, that's what they're going to be releasing on launch.
Yeah, it'll be a ping pong game. It'll be Rockstar Table Tennis 2 HD.
Ping pongier.
all jokes aside, though, that game's pretty fun.
Yeah, it was great. For what it was really good.
I didn't play. I had the game. It came with my Xbox, but I never got a chance to play it before someone jacked it. And now you know.
Well, what if this launch title is GTA 5?
That
would
be cool.
That would be cool. That would sell the living hell out of that system, out of it, though. You know, that's gonna that would move some units.
And plus, if what they're saying is true, and the Project Cafe is more powerful than like a PS3, then that means it'll probably be the prettiest version of GTA 5.
So. Yeah, I can't see them just launching it on one system.
Yeah.
I mean, when they could sell like, you know, 20 million units across PS3 and 360, launching on a system that hasn't sold any units seems like suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless Nintendo gives them like $20 billion, which they can do.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Then I don't see that happening.
You probably just have like, if anything, maybe just like a few months of just exclusive. You know the word I'm talking about. Yeah, that one. With Nintendo, and then move it over to Sony and Microsoft.
I think they'd do better to have maybe their own, like, assuming GTA gets announced this year, maybe, and it doesn't come out for a couple of years, it might be better if they just had their own, like, Nintendo exclusive game, and then it got GTA 5 down the road when everyone else got it. But I don't know. It'd be good to have Rockstar's backing at a launch, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That gives some credibility to your system at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Going from that, Retro is working on something everyone wants to work on for Cafe.
A 2D Metroid.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Could be anything. Nintendo has a lot of franchises.
Something.
Yeah, it's something. It's a game.
Hmm.
But we don't even know that.
Maybe.
Could be a movie.
Gumshoe 2, Electric Boogaloo. It's the third week in a row I've made a Gumshoe reference, haven't I?
But what do you guys think it could be? There are rumors going around that, you know, Zelda's 25th anniversary was this year. There are rumors going around that maybe Retro is doing something Zelda-related.
Seems like they already got a lot of Zelda going on for the year with Skyward Sword and Ocarina of Time 3D. I'd put my money on Metroid 2D.
Yeah, or like a Mario 3 revamp, if that turns out what 3DS isn't making anyway.
Or maybe Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I'm sure Miyamoto and his team are working on Mario.
Yeah.
If they were going to do a straight-up Mario, it'd probably be over there with Miyamoto.
Yeah.
If they're putting out a new 2D Metroid, then especially with the specs the new systems have these days, and just make the game huge, you know, bigger than all the, you know, the Metroidvanias combined, then yeah, I'd be there launch midnight, no problem, no questions asked.
Oh, absolutely.
Which, if you look around the internet, there are, like, I think IGN had some someone give them some of their sources to give them the specs of the Project Cafe, which it says it makes it, if these are true, it makes it a lot more powerful than a PlayStation 3.
Well, it's not how much power you got, it's what you do with it, though.
Yep. Clearly, Nintendo's already proven that.
Yep.
Which, a lot of these might not be rumors, because Miyamoto has confirmed the existence, kind of the Nintendo HD, saying that we should be patient. And with the rumors, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Ooh.
Yeah, what is he saying?
Just be patient. Wait till E3 or their next meeting, whatever that is, and just wait.
I don't know. It's got to be HD. No question. You know.
Well, they said it's HD.
Yeah. What were you saying? I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about monkeys.
It could be named Stream.
Stream.
Doubtful.
Yeah, that would be...
That's too basic for Nintendo.
Wii and Stream. That's just, yeah.
My mind went there, too.
Yeah.
But considering, like, the rumors of what the console can do, that is an appropriate name, considering that it's saying that the console can stream stuff to the controller. So, it's appropriate.
I'm hoping that they'll have at least, kind of like what they did with the GameCube, with connectivity to the Game Boy. And maybe use that as a controller, especially the 3DS.
Well, there's like, people have been saying that that's not how it's going to work. The console has to be on for the screen on the controller to work. So, you can get little mini games on the controller or something. It could work like that, but it's not going to be its own system. The controller isn't.
Well, yeah, you just have like an inventory screen on your controller kind of thing or something.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
If we didn't have to go into a menu ever again on there, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just be picking your stuff in real time.
Yep. So imagine playing Zelda that way.
Ooh, yeah. that would be a five-hour game.
Yeah, you're probably right. the sad reality.
Yeah.
That's,
it might look a little weird, like, you know, in Zelda, if you go in the menu, you pick an item and it just appears in Link's hands, that'll look a whole lot weird if it just pops up once you press a button. And you
can, they could put an animation of him fishing into his shirt.
Yeah. Or his book bag or his, you know,
yeah.
attaché case.
His fanny pack.
His bra.
His magic bag.
Just like in the cartoon.
Oh, Lord. Ouch. Excuse me. Stop. Right
still
there.
Still better than the CDI games. In other Nintendo news, in some stores, the Wii has been dropped in price to $170.
That's not bad. Well, I'm sure the used is going to go even cheaper then. And Craigslist probably even cheaper than that.
Yep.
If you're good at stealing things.
And some rumors have been going around saying that the Wii official price will turn into $150 soon. So this could just be stores trying to get a little money out of it before it's too late.
Yeah, try to unload everything real quick before the next bomb drops.
So who's excited for Ocarina 3D?
Me.
Ooh. I am, even though I don't have a 3DS.
I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, I've already played through it 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. You know, I saw it, I was like, oh, that's awesome, but it's like, am I really going to play through it again? And then they announced, like, that 3D boss mode, and I was like, okay. Just for that. That's, they got me. I don't. Nintendo does that. Like, whenever they release something, I'm there with those classic franchises. It doesn't matter how many times I've played it either.
Yeah, no, thinking, why don't they re-release some of the old Metroids? You know?
Yeah. It makes no sense to me. Like, they keep trying to find a new direction for it, but everybody wants the 2D Metroid.
Yeah. It's, give the people what they want. You ding-dongs. Language, Dave. Language.
Which the boss mode does sound pretty cool. It says you can either fight bosses individually, or you could go, like, pretty much any other boss mode. You can just go boss by boss by boss. Which...
It's like a gauntlet of murder and death.
Pretty much, I guess. Which I hope that they should add in like an extra level at the very end after you fight Ganondorf. Or Ganon, I guess, because he'll probably be the last one. Where you just fight all the bosses at the same exact time.
That would be neat.
It just break the game.
Yeah.
Remember those games back in the day when you'd go all the way through to the last level and then you'd have to fight all the bosses you fought before?
Mega Man.
Before you could get to the last boss. Oh my god, I hated that.
No, I was just playing an old arcade game the other day, the Combat Tribes, if anyone remembers that. Probably not. But yeah, it's last stage, you gotta fight all your bosses again because it was a quarter sucker.
Yeah, maybe that's how they designed it. Like, okay, well, they died twice on this one. They'll probably die maybe once on it again.
Either
just
way, we
the
get
last
money.
Boss, we could get like $2 from them.
Right. Didn't they do that in the Ninja Turtles arcade game or something? No, I don't think so.
I can't remember. There was a ton of them, though.
Yeah. All of them. We'll just say all of them. Every game ever made.
All of the beat-em-ups.
Even Farmville.
That's not a game.
It's a lifestyle.
Whoa. Yeah.
You are the controller. No.
Speaking of the 3DS, the eShop is supposed to launch with Mega Man Legends 3 Prototype Edition.
It's making me harder and harder to justify that I have no money to buy a 3DS.
But Prototype Edition, what does that mean?
It's basically going to be every part of the game that's finished and some parts that are unfinished.
Why would they release that?
You know, why not just like make a solid demo?
Exactly.
I guess just because fans want it so much, and the game's like 20% into development, but they've already announced it and announced all this stuff. They probably just want to wave fans over.
20%, and they're gonna, you know, I guess that, you know, don't hold them to it, you know, if everything's kind of broken and wonky though. You know?
Yeah. I just want a straight up sequel. Like, I think it's cool they're opening up to fans, but I would also like to see what they do just as much as what fans make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Man!
Yeah, we need more of that.
Yeah. I hope the original voice cast returns, because that's, it's so Canadian.
It's so over the top.
Yeah.
But that's kind of part of its brilliance now, I guess, looking back on it.
We'll go with that, yeah.
More 3DS news. Miyamoto wants Super Mario 3DS to release in 2011.
Great.
Well, that's good, but I'm kind of worried. Are they jumping the gun? I mean, I know they, you know, all the Marios never get released until they're finished, you know, and they have a solid game out the gate. But could it be already finished, and he just wants to push up the release date more, or is he just basing, like, pushing the dev team to get it out the door by that date, you know?
Well, Nintendo normally, like, if they reveal something, it's already, like, halfway done.
Yeah. But still, halfway is still a long ways to go before, you know, you get all the bugs and kinks out of it, though.
Yeah. But remember how last E3 they had Donkey Kong, Kirby, GoldenEye, all those games, and they all released that year?
True. Yeah. Yeah, Nintendo knows what they're doing with their bread and butter flagship titles. You know, so.
Nothing's set in stone. Like, remembering, like, I think in 2009, Cammy Dunaway said if Zelda Skyward Sword didn't come out in 2010, she'd buy everyone a steak dinner. Or something
That's why.
Like that.
Isn't that why she left Nintendo?
Probably.
I didn't
fire
get a steak.
She couldn't buy everybody a steak.
Cammy, if you want to come on the show, we'll swap numbers. You can take me out to Keith Young's Steakhouse in Madisonville. That's Or not, you know. Take a burger.
The Last Guardian and Ico Shadow... I butchered that. The Last Guardian... Pretty much everything Team Ico is working on. The Last Guardian and the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection have been delayed.
Boo.
Yeah,
boo. Super boo, but super, super expected.
Yeah. Well, considering Japan still is kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Tinder.
But I mean, yeah, even without any of the kind of disasters that have gone on, I just... And like... You know, it shows in their work. They definitely make great games. It's just, I didn't expect that. I didn't even really think that was coming out this year. It hasn't even been on my radar, I guess.
Yeah, they can push it back. There's enough other good things coming out that my money is going to be going towards.
Plus, Sony probably doesn't care because they have a bunch of stuff coming out this year already. In October, they have Twisted Metal. They have Uncharted 3, Infamous 2. I mean, just tons of stuff. They probably don't want to compete with themselves.
Yeah. Definitely smart business move. But then again, I mean, the Ico games, or Team Ico games, it's just, that's almost like has a cult following. It's not anything that's blockbuster. I mean, it's the name's out now. But it's not going to take away anything from Twisted Metal or Infamous or anything like that.
Yep.
So.
Which I never played Ico or Shadow of the Colossus, but I'm
Shadow was cool.
Forward.
Ico annoyed me.
What? Those are both classics.
Well, they're classics, but, you know, I can play drag a girl. Well, actually, no, I can't. Drag a mute girl. That's. But no, Shadow was awesome. I just need to go back and give Ico another, you know, the old college try. Give it the fair shake. If I could find it.
Next year, I guess.
Next year. Just like everything else.
So, in other PlayStation news, PSN is down for a full day or two, and it's still down at this moment, I believe.
Monkeys.
As of the recording, anyway.
Yeah, people are starting to lose their minds over this. I've been getting a lot of angry emails. Misdirected. Like, I have nothing to do with the people.
I can't imagine some of the emails you guys get because of things like this.
Oh, yeah. They want me to, like...
cancel Raccoon City?
Yeah, they want me to cancel Raccoon City. They're mad at me for delaying Gears of War. Yeah, it's pretty much anything that happens to the industry that they read on our site, they blame Andy or I.
Man, why you gotta do to people wrong like that, man?
It's weird that we're competing against each other with Battlefield and Call of Duty. It's make fun, not both of them.
You know, people, if you're mad that PSN, PlayStation Network's been down this long, there's, you know, outside. You can go do that, probably. Maybe ride a bike, read a book. Something. I don't know.
Play single player games, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, there's always
that's
a
what that comic said. That's what Kevin Butler said in that Penny Arcade comic.
Yeah.
Back before the days of online internets with your game systems, you had to bring your friends over to play games with them.
So what's the hard word on that? Is that because of the hackers, or is this just
they
like
haven't,
a thing?
They haven't said anything.
I Which would imagine, makes me think it's the hackers.
Yeah, I would imagine it's probably trying to update their security or
you know,
not get hacked so heavily again.
I said yesterday that I'm just going to blame Sony for it just because I can. Just being a jerk, trying to
Why
be
not?
Funny. So we've only gone about 35 minutes and we are all out of news.
Nice.
So,
well, there's actually a bit of news related to the DS on Game Informer that just came up. Breaking news: the DS Lite is being discontinued. Apparently.
What?
Oh dear.
Huh. Well, you know. It's gotta come to an end sometime.
Yeah, it's apparently. I think it's Ben who wrote it. Ben Reeves. It looks like a shipping document to a like GameStop or something, and it says the three models that are being shipped to stores at the moment will be discontinued. So,
well, I mean, well, really, who's left that doesn't have one?
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely the most popular system.
Yeah, my cat has two of them. So
they're not discontinuing the DS, they're just continuing the DS Lite.
Lite, yeah. So it's all eyes in 3D now.
Yeah. I forgot the big old the big DS, the fat DS. Forgot about that one.
That means there's no more Game Boys. So I wonder if that means they'll release with the eShop. They'll end up releasing Game Boy Advance games on there too.
It better.
They might take a little break from it, but it'll eventually come. That's one of the most solid platforms that Nintendo's ever released. So, in my opinion, anyway.
Tons of games that were nothing but quality.
Yeah, and the systems themselves were great too. Like the clamshell one in particular was just incredible.
I think got me through lots of. Lonely, boring times.
A Game Boy Advance with its non-backlit screen wasn't so good.
No.
Hold it under a lamp while you played it.
At the time, though, it was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, at the time, it was awesome, but...
Clear purple? Yes!
And then all those afterburner kits that people were buying and ruining their Game Boys just trying to get it lit.
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah.
We're going the wrong way.
We should go back, put out a flawed system with all sorts of things to make it better, to do it yourself.
The 3DS is going back to the Game Gear's battery life, so that's good.
There you go.
We're heading the right way.
Yeah.
Someone knows what's up, so that's good.
Yeah, Nintendo's definitely doing it wrong, releasing Project Cafe, which is more powerful than a PS3. They don't need to do that. They need to make a Wii 2 that's just as less powerful than a Wii.
That's a re-release the NES. That's
I do like all the comparisons they're making that I'm hearing anyway in speculation about it being like as far as the looks of Project Cafe goes, a modernized SNES. I'm a fan of that.
That's
and
cool.
When you hook it up to your TV, it only uses Super Video.
Yes.
No HDMI, no component, just Super Video.
It's actually a step above Thunderbolt, so Apple's gonna have that in all their laptops next year. Oh
man.
So more breaking news. Coop wants us to listen to him. My computer is crap, so will someone click on that link he keeps putting in the chat, please?
Something about
Valve and their countdown.
It ended, and I guess I'm on Twitter and
looks like it's just a thank you video.
Yeah.
Really? That's kind of
surprise.
Well, thank you for giving us a bunch of your money.
I was driving home. I was like, maybe it'll be like 100 new co-op levels for free.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Or at least maybe just some kind of DLC. Like, I looked at the countdown and it had the two bots on it.
Yep.
And I thought it was DLC. So,
I guess
a little
not.
Disappointing, but that'd be crazy. Not
I was holding out for
Half-Life
3, but whatever.
I'm kind of okay with not having like release week DLC. That's, you know. At least feed me the illusion that you're working on stuff behind the scenes and you know, as the game is gaining popularity and not just...
The only thing they need to worry about now is getting another Half-Life out. If I hear anything else from them, if I hear a Left 4 Dead 3 or whatever, I'll still buy it. It's horrible. I'll still buy it. It's terrible. I'm a terrible person. I'm part of the problem. But I need Episode 3 or Half-Life 3. I need it so badly.
Well... Their next game is Dota 2.
Yeah, there's that, but that's announced and kind of a separate seeming thing, more tied to Steam than any of the consoles.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what comes next.
Yeah, I'm
excited. E3 might have a little nugget of info, maybe.
And there was a nice little nod to Episode 3 and or the end of Episode 2 in Portal 2, but yeah. I won't say what it is. For anyone listening, but it washed over me.
Dies.
But speaking of spoilers, I was thinking if you guys had time, maybe we can go over the story of Portal 2 and just spoil transition to that and do a whole bunch of like spoiler stuff.
I haven't played it yet. Can I spoil it?
No, I meant people who've played it.
I can imagine.
You make a blue portal,
and then
you follow that up with an orange portal,
bam.
Then you go through, and then there it is.
Yeah,
five million copies sold.
This robot taunts you, and then you do that for like 5 or 6 hours,
and then you hug each other. Apparently,
and no, you really want to spoil the game?
Just like an extra part of the show for people who haven't, who have finished it. And just want to hear other people's thoughts about it.
I say go ahead and spoil it. I haven't even touched it yet. Spoil it.
Well, I meant people who've played it. So like me, Jason, Andrew, and Coop, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. So what we're saying is you have to leave, David.
If you don't want it spoiled.
I'll take my MP3 Skype recorder and go home, I guess.
This is not recorded.
You know.
No, that's... I don't know. We can talk about some mild stuff, but
I mean there's some huge things that I really wouldn't want anybody to hear. Even if they're thinking right now like I might play it or maybe I won't. Like there's just the very last thing you do in that game is so awesome.
That is a game you do not want. You want to experience it pretty much the whole way through and pick up on the stuff by yourself, cuz it's all rewarding. Like all of it. It's really the whole experience.
Yeah. If there's something to spoil, I'd say the new characters, it's not much of a spoiler, but they're awesome. All of them are fantastic. Yes. Really well written and acted, and some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen in a game. Like, I was laughing out loud most of the way through it.
Yeah, the bit with Cave Johnson is pretty well known that he's in the game in some form or another. And there's a bit where he's spouting some dialogue at you. It's actually the last bit of dialogue that he gives you. And that is one of the, if not the best delivered lines of dialogue, like monologues in a game that I've ever heard.
I'd agree with that.
Pretty incredible, because it's like it starts off and the whole situation's kind of funny, and then it just goes, just the way he delivers it is so convincing and awesome. You're absolutely right. Pretty much all of it is worth your time.
And the role Gladys plays is pretty awesome.
Yes.
It's pretty funny. We won't spoil that, but that's something you'd never see coming, what they ended up doing with her. And your character too. It's just brilliant. The whole game's brilliant.
Okay, I was just wondering, because there are some parts in there that I really wanted to talk about, but
maybe after.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, save it for the end. Like, you could tell people to turn off the podcast.
Yeah,
if they don't want to hear them.
There you go. And sure,
that works. That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
we're going to transition to that, but tell people
but
if
no
they
one
haven't
listens
played it.
To you.
Okay, so that then yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So we talked a little about Portal. Another big game that released this week, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I haven't played it yet, which I want to. How is it?
I'm getting it this weekend. So.
What are you getting it for?
Probably PS3, considering, you know, D-pad versus garbage.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sad. I have the transforming D-pad, and that goes a good ways towards making it, like, reasonably playable, but I'm still jumping when I need to be moving forward and that type of thing, so.
Right. Yeah, if you get it on 360, like, I have the Street Fighter pad here with the 6 buttons on the front.
Yeah.
It's okay. I guess it doesn't really work the way you'd want it to, but the tournament stick is the way to go, and it's so expensive, but Dan and I played on the tournament stick on 360, and it was incredible.
Did his unbreak, or is he getting that handled?
No, he broke it. And we're like, yeah, right, dude, what'd you do to it?
It just stopped, yeah, no.
It didn't work. It's like, whatever.
Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, the PS3 D-pad works the way you'd want it to.
Yeah.
I was firing off my moves, no problem, and fatalities.
Yeah, best D-pad ever was on the Super Nintendo, and then PlayStation's right there next to it underneath.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Kratos is a great character, too. He's a great addition to the game. It's hilarious, his fatalities, and his the Babality, a little spoiler there. Pretty funny stuff. It's true.
I don't think you're gonna be ruining anyone's day if you spoil a Mortal Kombat fatality.
It's true to the God of War series, what they do, his special moves. They even kind of make fun of the quick button press.
Quick time, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw a video of those.
So hats off to Ed Boon and his team for that, and Sony for allowing him to use it.
Cool.
It's a nice little Easter egg or bonus, I guess, not an Easter egg, bonus for the PS3 crowd.
Now, is the fighting engine, is it a bit more polished from last generations?
Definitely. It's kind of a throwback to the classic games, and right. I know a lot of people were comparing it to like Street Fighter IV. You know how that was kind of brought back to its lineage, but it's more than that. Like it's the new stuff that's added is what really makes it cool. The X-ray moves, the combos. The way a tag team works is genius.
That ends up like creating some really cool visuals and really helpful tag moves, because you get going on like a 2v2 match. I was playing with my cousin the first time we played it, and we were doing basically a tournament style thing where it was 2v2 going up the ladder, and like, we were just getting destroyed, but once we got those tag combos down, it got way, way, way easier.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you can augment your moves, kind of sacrifice your chance of doing an X-ray or a breaker to do a little bit more damage, which is cool, because it even changes the animation on a lot of them. Like, they'll add an extra punch at the end or something like that, so it's almost like you have double the moves. And then the really cool thing about the game is there's so much depth to it, so many different avenues for play, all the different modes. Challenge Tower, you know, you got your standard kind of ladder mode where, that's kind of like the arcade game where you get an ending after beating 10 guys. There's a separate story mode. There's two completely different stories in the game, which is weird. One of them's canon, the other one's just kind of like this weird alternate future, I guess. I don't know what it is.
That's down with that.
But Challenge Tower, I don't know. How much of that have you played, Jason?
I've actually not touched that yet.
You got to get into that.
Yeah, I was, one of my friends is in PR at Ubisoft, and he was talking to Dan about playing it, and I guess he, has it on PS3, but Dan had it on 360, and I was going to say, I would give him my gamer tag, because I think I have two people who got MK on 360, which... You know, all the people got on PS3 are probably doing the right thing, but I'm gonna be sad that I don't have anyone to play with. But yeah, it looks from what I've seen and from what the guy who works at Ubisoft has told me of it. It sounds awesome. I just haven't had that much time because I've been playing Portal over and over again.
Right. Yeah, it's a crazy week for games. The thing about Challenge Tower is every challenge is pretty much different. Sometimes you'll be like throwing your limbs at the other character, just hilarious and just insane. And then like you'll be fighting zombies, like you got to kill like 30 zombies. There's one where you go against Goro and your special moves aren't, you're not doing as much damage because your character can't stand the stench of him because he's like a rotting corpse. it's awesome. So you're going through this and you know, by that point you're at like number 50 and there's still like 250 more of them to go. And it also does a nice job of teaching you how to play the game. It shows you how to use different moves, how to do combos. It's just a genius mode. And I really can't pick over, you know, Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat. It was a big debate in the office which one's better. They're so different, in my opinion, but they're just both just absolutely great games. I think you got to buy both of them.
Yeah.
Everybody was laughing about Portal Combat. You know, they named the week Portal Combat Week.
Yeah.
And it's so true. It's just a great week in games.
Which, going back to the Challenge Tower, I saw that video you did with Phil, and probably the funniest thing I've seen in a while was when Johnny Cage was fighting his director.
Yeah, you beat up his director, you beat up his stunt double. Yeah, Cage has some rage issues in this game. It's kind of funny.
Who have you have you picked any characters that you're kind of trying to flesh out, like as far as just move sets and stuff yet?
Scorpion. I'm just starting up at the top. Like I really want to put a lot of time in this and become kind of a stud playing it. Because I used to be great at MK2 and 3. Andy McNamara and I, the EIC of Game Informer, we used to play the hell out of the Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
And then we kind of lost our way a little bit through the years when Mortal Kombat 4 came out. Yeah, so I think we're going to have some pretty good competition in the office. Dan's pretty good, of course. He's kind of an awesome gamer. And then myself, I'm going to try to get myself back in shape. I kind of feel like Rocky and Rocky. What was the last Rocky movie? Rocky 5?
5, yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there. Like, I got to get back in form.
Yeah, that's how I was. Like, this bowling alley my parents used to take me to way back when had Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2. So I just sunk quarters and quarters and quarters into both of them. And as Mortal Kombat 3 and 4 came out, I sort of kind of teetered off a little bit, but there was no question. I was like, this looks so good. And yeah, that's kind of like, it's so foreign to me because fighter wise, the only ones I really stuck with over the last, I guess then 15 years would be, the Smash Brothers games, so it's quite a bit different than those.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, Dan actually has a Mortal Kombat 2 machine.
Oh, that's
in
awesome.
His house, and as we were playing Mortal Kombat in the office, he's like, you know, I think when I die, I might get buried in that thing. And he's like, you know, when people come up to see me, you know, my head will be where the screen was. And I was like, dude, but then you're ruining a perfectly great Mortal Kombat 2 machine. He's like, yeah, that's a fair point, but it is mine. And I was like, still, dude, that thing's rare.
Yeah, and that's kind of all typical day. The fatality jokes at the wake, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh god. It's just all depending on how he dies. And I
well, we all know he'll scream raw when he dies, so yeah. We have that written on the side of the machine.
That's pretty much a typical day and a conversation with Dan in the office.
I watched the Narc replay, I think, today.
He lost his mind in that thing.
Yeah, that was pretty enjoyable. But at the end of it, when he fought, I think it was Tim, he fought in Mortal Kombat 2.
Yep.
God, that was a beating.
I mean, Tim hasn't played it in years, and Dan like played it yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, he owns the cabinet, so
yes, yeah. Like,
and then he's like bragging about it, like, "Yeah, way to go, Dan! That's victory. Feel good about yourself."
It's like playing against your mom, you know. It's...
yeah, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
Which I played the Mortal Kombat, the new one demo on the PlayStation 3. And played, I had bought Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. I played that the other day. And the old games are just really stiff.
It was very stiff. You'll never remember all the moves and combos and stuff, or all the fatalities. It's just, that and the moves are so just counterintuitive. It's just, I don't know. I can never remember any. After Mortal Kombat 2, it got way too complex for what it needed to be.
Yeah, definitely check out the new one. I mean, it's really fluid, yet it still feels classic Mortal Kombat, which is kind of crazy.
Good. Do they bring back the weapons and stuff like that?
Some characters pull out weapons for some of their special moves, but it's mostly, okay, you know, they're the traditional special moves.
Okay, there's no, like, switching to fighting styles and a weapon style?
There's no weapon styles.
Okay. It all makes sense within the context of, like, who the character is. It's not like you'll have Liu Kang pulling out, like, a staff just because he needs a weapon. It's,
okay,
like,
good.
It's all, like, Striker has a gun and, you know.
Oh, Sub-Zero, yes. Sub-Zero pulls out, like, an ice sword in one of his combos.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just, like, one or two of the hits in that combo.
Okay,
that's not like he's just kind of wielding it the whole match.
I'll let that slide. That fits. That works. So
I have a question. Who do you guys think is cooler, Sub-Zero or Scorpion?
Ooh. Clearly, Sub-Zero. Waka
hey!
Waka waka.
Oh. I got into an argument with one of my friends yesterday, and we've determined that we both have to quit our respective paths of life, being writers, and we have to train to be ninjas, and I'm going to become Sub-Zero and he's going to become Scorpion, because those
so
are
your friend's gonna be a whole lot awesomer than you.
No, see, you're wrong. Reiner, can you decide?
Well, it's I always do it on a game to game basis. It's not like Street Fighter where you know what Ken and Ryu are gonna do every time. But it's you know, they do have some of the same moves, but I think in this game Scorpion's cooler than Sub-Zero.
I would actually agree.
But historically, I think I've picked Sub-Zero more often than Scorpion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Through the other games. So I would say, you know, as a whole, Sub-Zero, but for this game, Scorpion's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I would have to concur with you. Except for I don't know about anything about this game yet, so
yeah, you should go get it. I don't care if you don't have or you don't get to eat the rest of the weekend. Obviously.
Oh, no, I got stuff to trade in, so that's that's going to be in my pocket.
Yes.
Actually,
yeah, definitely get it. And if any of you, I don't remember, I don't think JR and Michael and I don't think Coob has it either. You should all get it. And I would say on 360, so I have people to play with, but don't sabotage yourself.
Well, I don't have Xbox Live anyways.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Which, if they did have an exclusive character for 360, I'd get that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If they had Master Chief pulling off the fatalities, I wouldn't care about online. I'd get that in a heartbeat. That'd be awesome. Spartan laser to the face.
That's kind of an interesting, like, Ed Boon was very he kind of dodged that question a little bit, it seemed, in the, I think it was an interview that I read on GI. I don't know, it just seems like there was something holding it back, but he wouldn't point fingers, which is probably good from his position, but it's kind of weird that came out like that.
Now, sort of off subject, but still in Mortal Kombat, doesn't the 360 version have like a special mode with the Miis? I mean, avatars?
It's King of the Hill mode online,
mm-hmm.
and your avatar will stand in line. It's kind of like going back to the heyday of arcades where you'd put a quarter on the machine to say, hey, I got gotcha. Next game.
Got next, yeah.
So as you're waiting, you're watching the match, and you can see your avatar down there. There's like, I think, 6 or 7 of them that can line up at the bottom. And they can throw tomatoes at the screen. They can boo. They can hold up a skunk. They can applaud. The best part, at the end of the match, you get to pick like a score, a rating, kind of like the Olympics, it. You know, like 1 out of 10, and hold up a scorecard. It was hilarious. I was watching Dan online, and he was playing Liu Kang, and this other guy was playing Smoke, and it looked like he was playing Smoke for the first time, and Dan just annihilated him. Double flawless, and then he did Babality. He's like, I bet this guy hasn't seen a Babality before. The guy, after the match, the guy holds up a 0 and just leaves the lobby. I was like, oh, boo-hoo.
His bicycle kick is brutal.
Yeah.
Like, I've been pinned by that a few times when I started matches.
See, now I'm
yeah, you gotta save 360. You gotta save a breaker for that one.
Yeah.
So, I guess before we wrap up this segment and we go on to the Portal 2 spoilers, I wanted to ask you something, Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a few things, really. You know how before Sean left, he changed one of the sensors on the website to bra?
Yeah, yep.
And you're probably going to think this stupid cube made me ask you this. do you think you could change another one of the sensors to Cube?
to a guy's name?
Yeah, it's like an inside joke from here.
I can bring it up in a staff meeting. I'm guessing people will look at me weird and I might get kicked out of the meeting, but yeah, I could bring it up.
Cube is begging now.
Yeah, he is begging.
you gotta do more, you know, than just ask, than saying please, Coob. You gotta
send them some nice some flowers, Easter baskets,
pie,
flowers,
food, baking soda, something.
Free GIOR shirts.
Yeah, it might be kind of fun to have all the, you know, the what is it, the 7 dirty words or whatever George Carlin said. Have those have a different meaning whenever you use them, or a different name for them.
Coob.
Yeah, that's definitely something I'll bring up.
Coob's a pretty versatile fun. Word. That can be used to...
Yeah, you have my word. It carries no clout whatsoever, but we'll see what happens.
So, one thing I have to ask, just because...
You already asked your question.
I only get one question.
Yep.
Oh, well. Thanks a lot, Coob.
Excellent. Go
What's
ahead.
Your favorite color?
I'm shameless, so I just wanted to ask, is anybody in the office a fan of this show?
Yeah, the guys talk about it all the time. Ben Hansen, you know, our video guy, he listens to podcasts pretty much all the time.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I took like a 6-hour road trip with him, and he was listening to like his iPod the entire time. I think he was listening. I don't remember what he was listening to, but he was listening to some guy's show the entire time as we drove. And I was just like, this is weird. but then I realized he just didn't want to talk to me, so he just listened to a podcast.
Aww.
Was that the same road trip where you guys set up the NES and played Zelda 2?
Yeah, Dan and Jeff.
Dan and Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, in the back. So nobody was talking to me, so I just cried in the hotel room.
Lizard people.
Yeah, I hung out at Applebee's by myself. That was
That's what I do.
That was a fun trip.
That's my relationship.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
So on that sad note, I guess that's it for the regular show. We'll probably go into the Portal 2 spoilers now. Okay. So if you don't want the game spoiled for you, you should probably stop listening now.
First person to make a cake reference, I'm kicking you out.
It's okay.
No cake.
There's no cake.
Good. Good.
Spoiled.
The cake is a lie.
Yeah. The cake was not a lie. And you know what? I just that's been hanging over my head for so long. Like it hit me when I replayed Portal 1. The cake was not a lie. The cake is a lie is a lie, in fact. I don't know. That just bothered me.
The cake is at the end of the game.
There's most certainly cake. But Portal 2, on the other hand, has no cake.
In space.
Space. It does have space.
Space.
Space. Ow. Like outer space?
Outer space.
Yeah. At the very end of the game, and if you're still listening and you haven't played Portal, stop right now. Because we're about to spoil the entire game.
Oh, we just...
Maybe. At the very end of the game.
We definitely did. That was the big spoiler.
Yeah, that would be it. They don't know by now, but
they don't know how you get there. But now I'm about to tell you. At the very end of the game, you fight Wheatley, who is in GLaDOS's body, and there's a orange portal under him. You aim the ceiling opens up and the moon shows, you shoot the blue portal at the moon, and Wheatley goes into space.
Yeah.
That's it.
And space.
Wow. That's it. Space happened. It's pretty clever how they work it in there, though. And that comes through in the Cave Johnson stuff.
He was talking about the lunar rock and lunar particles all the way through it, and you're like, wait, are we on the moon? But then you find out that... That's not the case, that they might have been harvesting stuff off the moon with the portal guns.
Even all these spoilers isn't deterring me from buying the game, so...
Okay, here, let me give you a rundown of what happens in the game.
Okay.
The good guy turns into the bad guy.
I knew I'd have to set Wheatley.
Yeah, GLaDOS turns into a potato, you shoot the moon, and then everybody goes to space.
Wow, were they high when they thought of this stuff?
Then they completely outdo themselves with the ending.
Oh, it was amazing.
That was like the credits were the coolest part of the ending from the first game. In this one, there's stuff before, during, and after the credits that is all awesome.
Yeah, like the part where you're going up the elevator and the turrets are all looking at you, looks like they're about to shoot you. You're thinking, "Oh crap, I'm about to die." And they just stop and they start singing.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So how long of a game is this one? Because, I mean, like, the first one I beat, like 3 hours and some change, you know?
I would say double that and maybe, like, 7.
Yeah, like, your first playthrough, depending on your grasp of the portals, you'll probably spend 7 to 8 hours.
Okay.
Which, there are some puzzles that are really hard that you could spend, like, 40 minutes on and still not get it.
Okay, so it's a good weekender game.
Yeah. And the co-op adds at least another 5 hours to it. So.
And a quick thing before we...
And this is a game I'm going to go back and play again and again.
Yeah. I mean, even though it's, you know, like you said, 2 or 3 times longer than the first Portal, I will still play it as many times as I've played the first one.
Yeah.
Going back, finding all the secrets... Getting all the achievements, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what were your guys' favorite moments in the game?
I would have to go with the, I mean, it's continually rewarding to solve some puzzles, especially in chapter 8 or so. There's one where it just gives you some conversion gel.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. That is one of the coolest moments in any video game. Like, yeah, I couldn't believe like I did that. I felt so smart when I figured that out.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the ones with like the pillars and you
the towers.
Yeah, yep. That one took me a while.
That was you just walk out and you're like, okay, and you know you're like kind of wringing your hands of the last puzzle and you're like, all right, what's next? And it's just like stark portal-less surfaces and you're just like, okay. And yeah, that was one of the, like, as far as the puzzles in single player goes, that was probably the most rewarding to get through. But
how did you guys go on ending, like, go about that puzzle? Because I think I did it wrong. Because I went between, I shot, like, I got some conversion gel, put it between the two pillars, and then started doing, like, the momentum thing, putting a portal above me and below me. And then I shot a portal out in front of me and launched up and landed on the platform like that. I don't think I did it right, though.
There was like a slanted platform.
Yeah, that's what I used to.
That gets you there. So you pretty much did the same thing in execution. It just, you didn't use the easy platform.
Yeah, but I couldn't figure out a way to get enough momentum to launch myself out of there.
Just get on top of the
tower. Yeah, the top of the tower does it perfectly. Yeah.
I have no idea what the hell you people are talking about. I heard potatoes and stuff, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that whole thing with the potatoes, I just thought, oh, that's a weird, like, Humble Indie bundle, Frostbite bundle, like, Potato Sack bundle. They're just giving it a weird name, but it's so, like, once that came through in the game, I was like, oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah, it's genius.
But,
sorry to interrupt. When you're going through a hallway, and Wheatley's pointing out, like, the Bring Your Daughter to Work Day potato science projects. I just thought it was like a neat little joke. I didn't think they'd actually use that in the story.
Yeah, that was you can't say a bad thing about the writing, really. I mean, that's, I don't want to be I don't want to use hyperbole, but that is definitely the one of the stronger points of that game.
It was just to kind of bring up a story of last E3, when Andy and I played Portal 2 co-op for the first time, they kind of, Valve pulled us into this back room, and they're like, okay, you guys want to check out co-op? And we're like, okay. And we started playing it, and you know, Andy got way into it, and we're like, oh man, we figured it out. And one of the guys from Valve, one of the producers, is like, congratulations, you're the first guys ever to beat this puzzle. No one's ever done it. And it all just pure sarcasm. and we just started laughing, but that same like kind of sense of humor is all the way through that game.
Yeah,
and you could tell like those guys, they are comedians. They are hilarious.
Yeah,
and the part like when you're trying to switch GLaDOS and Wheatley, each part where you're going to the buttons and Wheatley's yelling at you to press the button. And GLaDOS is telling you not to, and then vice versa with the end boss battle. That's just, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then just Wheatley as a bad guy is funny, period. Because at the beginning, he's just such a bumbling robot. As GLaDOS says, he's pretty much a moron.
Well, that's kind of the brilliant thing is, The game is kind of structured around his personality if you really think about it. Like,
yeah,
all those levels, once he becomes a bad guy, are kind of dictated by, like you said, that bumbling kind of personality. And you just got to think, like, you know, GLaDOS was intent on killing you. What if there was a different personality in that role? How would that alter the game? I think they can keep stringing this on and on and on just by changing the personalities, changing the, you know, some of the tools you have at your disposal. I think Portal has a lot of life in it. I don't think it'll ever kind of run into that rut of kind of the same game over and over and over again if they keep applying the same kind of, you know, just top-notch writing and then just, you know, solutions to the puzzles.
Yeah. And that's... You're good. Go ahead.
You can go on. I was going to transition to a different topic, but you can go on.
Well, I was just going to say, like, that was kind of the fact that they showed how well they could bring in two more characters and still make them feel as important as GLaDOS, but still keep the focus on her enough that the world really feels inhabited by a fair few different types of characters, different personalities, and but it still keeps the humor throughout, which is, yeah, that'll definitely give it legs.
Oh yeah, and I never want to hear my character.
yeah, no, that's the same way with, like, I don't know, like, you get snippets of Link, and like, I think it'd be just bizarre if Shell or like Gordon Freeman talked. It'd just be too much. I think there's enough outside of those characters.
Yeah, and they even make a joke about that in the beginning, where you press, when it tells you to press X to speak, and you just jump.
Yep. Yeah, say Apple, and she just jumps. That's pretty funny stuff. I mean, just that had me laughing out loud.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get good, clever writing in video games these days.
I think it's getting better and better. Like, I agree, it's hard to, like, grasp that medium and find out what works within the medium and not, like, rely too much on, you know, the tethers of a film or literature, but there's a nice medium, and yeah, they definitely strike it.
So who's your guy's favorite character in the game?
I'm gonna go with Cave.
Yeah, that lemonade and lemon speech is like, I've replayed it like two times just to listen to that again.
Just all the stuff he says. There was that line about how science is built on the shoulders of giants, and how he says that's not the aperture way.
Here, yeah,
that's cutting corners or something like that. Yeah. I was like, that's just genius.
And he's talking about, if you wanted to make an extra $60, we can go ahead. You can go ahead and let us take you apart, you know, clean out your tumors or whatever. And then he ends it with like, we're not banging rocks together, people here. We know how to take a man apart and put him back together.
Yeah. So and then you see the posters of, you know, people holding up cash, like trials.
Yeah.
So funny. Holding up $60.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I guess I'm in the minority. I liked GLaDOS a lot more than Cave Johnson. And I'm not sure, I'm kind of torn between Wheatley and GLaDOS, but, you know, Cave stuff was funny, but the constant like patronizing of GLaDOS and sarcastic wit and just the bumblingness, if that's a word, of Wheatley, it was a lot more funny to me.
Yeah, they had a really good chemistry, like GLaDOS and Wheatley did, like when they were towards the end when you were doing the rooms, where you basically had both of them talking at you, and together it was some really, really great chemistry.
I like the potato.
You're going to love the potato.
Anytime you put a potato in a game, I'm sold. So, especially if it's a space potato.
Which some of GLaDOS's best lines do come out when she is a potato, so.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I'm listening to bits and pieces, and because I have no frame of reference for anything you're talking about, so I'm hearing like space potatoes and
you know, it's probably best if you keep it confused and it's not explicit.
Oh, believe me, I am definitely confused.
You'll have a very unique playthrough of it.
I will be looking forward to a potato though at some point.
You can definitely look forward to that.
Awesome.
And at the end, when GLaDOS is saying that, before Shell showed up, and she had a good life because she was never murdered. She was never trying to be getting eaten by birds.
I could say the same thing about my girlfriend, actually. Whoa! Sorry.
I think you got to age gate that. I don't know why, but I think you do.
Hey-o! No one's got that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just don't acknowledge him. He'll...
Yeah, I'll clam up eventually.
Still be there. Yeah. That stuff. I don't remember what we were talking about, actually.
I derailed the show yet again.
Yeah.
There are some people who think that the ending song isn't as good as Still Alive. What do you think?
Well, I think you're, you know, like lightning struck once and, you know, it's the same kind of gimmick again at the end.
Yeah.
But I still thought the lyrics were fantastic and I love the beat on it.
Yeah, it's got a really nice sound to it, and it's you know, it's really hard to outdo the impact, not even the song, like, because that song's very simple. It's just like the impact that song had, but I feel like they at least matched it between the bit leading up to the song and then the song itself.
Yeah, the song, it wasn't as surprising. I knew it was coming, but it was still hilarious. I do think it's a lot better than Still Alive, though. And I'm doing the same exact thing I did with Still Alive. I listen to it over and over and over again, and I'm just going to eventually hate the song and never want to hear it again.
Yeah, that game had some, like, the first game had some pretty solid, but it was very standard, like, Valve-esque music, like Half-Life, Half-Life 2 music. This one kind of surprised me a little more and included some stuff that still sounded like Portal and like Half-Life, but it definitely had its own feel to it.
Yep, yep, definitely.
And some of the stuff, like, when you figure out parts of puzzles and the music starts getting more upbeat and starts adding more instruments than sounds.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Have you played much of the co-op, Michael?
Yeah, me and Sean, actually.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
On the first day it came out, we played 4 hours straight and got to the very last level, but didn't have time to beat it.
Ah.
So
those last puzzles are probably some of the most well-designed ones that they've made so far.
Yeah, there was one that we did, and it was in the Reiner and Phil's video, where you have to make a bridge, walk across it, and put the portal, and then shoot the other one, make yourself fly out. It took us like 40 minutes to figure that out, which is why I have to believe, sorry Reiner, that you guys played it beforehand.
We're just really smart.
You're scientists.
We are.
Yeah.
You know, born and
Editor
raised.
Is just...
Born and raised in science.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the game for me is really easy, but, you know, I can understand other people having problems, you know, if they didn't do a lot of science as children.
Pretty much from, like, 5 on, I was all science.
Yeah, so no problem for you. Maybe play it blindfolded upside down, I don't know.
I'll turn away from the TV and see. I ran into the only, flat-out broken part of either Portal I ran into... I think on like the last bit of the last level, there's like some turrets that you have to like bounce across a chasm with, the repulsion gel. And then there's like probably like 6 or so turrets in a little area. For whatever reason, like this huge wall, I could not get past those turrets and ran into a problem, but that was the only time I encountered any sort of, glitch or bug or anything. And I think it was because I like shot a bunch of gel on them and it never landed. And then
I think it's just kind of amazing, like you go into this huge room and you see there's like 4 surfaces you could do stuff on, yet you could be stumped on that for, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's so many different things that can happen in their mechanics now that you really got to sit back and think like, okay, I can get this gel over here, make sure this is timed up properly, catch this as it's in the air. So many moving pieces, yet the design, you know, just in terms of the blocks you have available is very simple.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know, it's just, a really intelligent way to design those things and fix it up with the new elements that they did, but still, like, maintain that, like, core kind of mechanic that everyone really understands from the first one, but it still challenges that, which is another testament to Valve, I guess.
Yeah, hats off to Valve. They did a great job.
Yeah.
So one last thing I wanted to touch on before we end the show. What was your guys's, like, what did you guys think of the ending? Like, the very ending? The cinematic, like...
The post-credits ending?
Well, not just that, but how Chell escapes and... or not escapes, is let go by GLaDOS. And just how GLaDOS is saying that she had a lot of trouble when she wasn't there, and she just wants her out. I thought it was one of the most, like, a really satisfying ending.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it to me, it treated the audience, who's clearly, and they are an intelligent, that, you know, it didn't treat, you know, like, GLaDOS is that hard villain that's not going to let you go, and, you know, it gave her more, and especially through the last half of the game, it gives her more of a personality that breaks away from just being a villain. And yeah, it was cool to see them go. And then in the co-op, which you haven't gotten there yet, but at the end she kind of backpedals that a bit with the two testing robots. I won't say it, but that's as much,
okay,
as I'll say. She backpedals from her stance at the end of the game. So I definitely think it's a single player first, cooperative second kind of game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of had the co-op a little, like the end of the game, a little spoiled for me, because one of the reviews I read said that the co-op came after the single player, and I played the co-op first, and if I didn't hear that, I probably wouldn't have known what was happening in the co-op, sure, but I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't expect GLaDOS to be back in charge of Aperture Science.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a little disappointing, but, you know, the ending was still great. And at the end, when you see this sky and the nice grass, and in the very last second of that ending, where the companion cube, the burnt up companion cube, comes out.
Yes. That was... Like, I was hoping and expecting that, but the actual, like hearing it come up the chute and, like, just seeing it come out was probably... It's going to be hard to have a more satisfying moment in one of the sequels coming out this
right,
year.
Right, right.
Like, just the fool, like, the way they fool you into the emotional attachment in the first game, and you kind of establish that in your head. With the gap between the two games, it's just like this huge thing, and it's they did that perfectly.
Yep, I agree.
What do you guys think of, like, the end, like, after the credits, with Wheatley apologizing and the other guy who's in love with Face?
No, it's hilarious. I really can't wait for to see where they go next.
Yeah.
Hopefully there will be a Portal 3.
It sounds like it's doing well, and that usually means one thing more.
Yeah, was the first? I think the first sales number like 4 million or something like that.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Oh, okay.
It was on Game Informer, I think. It said like the first game sold like 4 million with the orange box and the still alive version, and they didn't even count Steam sales.
Yeah, I think they said it was 10 million at this point, so I would imagine that Portal 2 would have to be at least half that already.
Yeah. But it sounds about right.
That Portal 2 is a great game. That's, I think, as much... I mean, just the... Especially with that last little bit, just the sincerity and the quality of the writing and keeping the humor. Like, they just balanced it completely throughout the entire game, and even up to the last, like, second of content, it is great.
So, did you guys believe Wheatley? Do you think he's truly, sincerely sorry?
No.
I don't know. I think he is, but I think at the same time he's too daft to understand the emotions that he's trying to understand. So
yeah, he's had a taste of the power. He's gonna want revenge.
Yeah.
It's kind of what happened to him. When he takes over GLaDOS's body, he gets all that power and it kind of corrupts him. So, yeah, if he gets back with that power, he probably will use it for evil again. Which
we will have to see.
I wonder if he does come back in a sequel, if there is a sequel to Portal, which there probably will be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've hoped that they would bring Half-Life and Portal together, but with this game, I don't know. They don't need to at all.
Nope.
But I would like to see a Portal gun in Half-Life.
How do you guys think they'll, if they do make a third Portal, how do you guys think they'll start it? Like, you think they'll have a new character?
I think it'll be with Chell and GLaDOS, and then, yeah, I think Wheatley will be there maybe in a supporting role, and then probably new characters again.
Yeah.
How do you think Chell will come back, though? Because she got free at the end of the game.
Which, I don't know.
We've known Valve to change the ending of Portal before, so.
Magic
Stockholm Syndrome, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
They found a way to bring Gordon back in a whole new setting, so they'll find a way to get her there. Never know, the G-Man might be scouting, so.
Portal 2 was all a dream.
Yeah.
That could be it. At the beginning of the game, you wake up from stasis sleep. Maybe you were just dreaming of getting free.
That'd be such an awesomely dick move on their part, though.
I think I've been burned by that like 3 times.
Yeah, but if I got an achievement that said dick move, I'd be like, that was awesome.
Yeah, I feel like that could only come out of like Bulletstorm or something.
There's no limits in Portal.
Yeah, I guess not.
But I got a gaming session to run to here, guys.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
All right.
Getting there.
So if you want to do your wrap up, you can cut out this little part, obviously, but yeah, I got to run.
All right, get the hell out of here, you crazy lug.
We're about to wrap up anyways. So thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week, hopefully with 2 special guests, Ben and Annette.
Which Ben?
And Ben Hansen.
Ah.
We need to get Ben Reeves on the show. He's about technically been on like 2 times already.
Yeah, street comedy.
Street comedy time.
Street comedy.
All right.
Wit.
Yeah. So thanks for having me again. I enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks, right, guys. No,
Thanks for coming on, everybody. Thanks for that voodoo that you do so well. Blazing Saddles reference, anybody? No, okay.
All right, guys, take care.
All right.
See ya.
You too.
Later.
And that's it for the show this week. Goodbye.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed, except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom, teddy bear. That's what I'm counting on. I used to want you dead, but now was a lot like you, maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Carolyn is in you too. One day they woke me up so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen.
I want to talk about this countdown thing because I'm watching the video on mute and it looks like a bunch of people saying thank you to Valve. Which I guess is kind of nice, but I don't know.
Train wreck.
I was hoping for, no offense to these guys, because this looks like they put in some work getting a bunch of people to say thank you to Valve and all of their hard work, but.
But don't do that as like a time release thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's their big reveal, you know?
This clearly has nothing to do with Valve. But yeah, it's interesting, I guess.
Look at all the people who want to suck my penor. Ooh.
Yeah, it's such a great game.
It is. It's my, I don't know. I don't think I've enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know. I've played a lot of older games this year because I have a couple other games in my shame list that you would probably shake your head and try to hang up on me and ban me for, but
come on,
I'll just keep those quiet. No, it's cool.
Come on.
I'm good, man. I'm good. But yeah, I played the Mass Effect games at the beginning of the year and Batman Arkham Asylum, which I had been waiting on. But I've played some good stuff this year, but Portal 2 has definitely been the best game from this year for me anyway.
Yeah. I like Dead Space quite a bit.
Yeah, that would probably be my second.
Dead Space is good. I haven't even finished it yet, and I'm still like just kind of. I kind of want to get back into it, but at the same time, it's like, do I really? Is it worth like replaying a second time? Does it have that kind of replay value? Or
the first game or the second one?
Second Dead Space.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I played it. I think I played it 3 times. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I went through it 1.5 times and got to chapter 10.
Yeah.
Which that. I don't know how far you got, David, but you will.
Shit,
you would,
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you would so know long. If you got to chapter 10, because that was probably where that game was at its best.
Well, I mean, it's got enough blood, guts, and fire trucks to keep me interested, so once I get some free time, I am going to log in some serious work on these games that I have and haven't beaten.
Yes.
Damn girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, social lives.
Yeah.
So, I guess we should probably talk about Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Dave, are you planning on playing Portal 2?
I'm going to play it, but I'm probably going to wait at least a few months for, you know, like the first price drop or something. You know? So, and my memory sucks, so I'll forget everything you say by then.
Are you sure?
Positive. I have enough lemonade to make sure that I will forget everything that happened tonight.
Okay. We're going to spoil some pretty awesome stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Are we recording?
We've been recording, sir.
Okay. This will go at the blooper reel before the portal part and after the main part, Coop. And we're going to start the portal stuff.